This weekend's by-election in the seat of Canning in WA was supposed to be the crunch point for Tony Abbott's prime ministership. It was meant to be a referendum, is how it was being seen, on Tony Abbott. But that was before Malcolm Turnbull's surprising and stealth-like Monday night coup. Labor holds only 3 of the 13 seats in WA, and polling suggests that's not going to change tomorrow. In fact, given the implied swing, if tomorrow was a general election, Labor wouldn't win any extra seats across the state. One of the three WA Labor MPs is Gary Gray, the Shadow Minister for Resources, Northern Australia and the Special Minister of State. He joins us from Mandurah in the electorate of Canning this morning. He's there at the railway station with the Labor candidate, Matt Keogh. Gary Gray, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Is Canning quite clearly now out of Labor's reach now that the Malcolm Turnbull has replaced Tony Abbott as Prime Minister?
I don't think any seat in Western Australia is out of Labor's reach, and I think that's because the issue agenda runs so strongly against this government. It's the government of Malcolm Turnbull, but it's the policies of Tony Abbott that are the problem for this government, and Malcolm Turnbull needs to deal with that.
Well, I understand that's what you have to say, but in the weeks leading up to this, what we were hearing from Labor was that Tony Abbott was toxic in the seat of Canning. Well, Tony Abbott has gone now, so has the leadership switch to Malcolm Turnbull, according to the polls, has clearly changed the mood amongst voters in Canning.
I think that's right. I think it's had a very beneficial effect on the government's primary vote and on its preferred vote. But it doesn't change the fact that kids in high school are looking to $100,000 degrees. It doesn't change the fact that this government has cut hundreds of millions of dollars from our hospital system and billions from our education system. So although there's froth and bubble around right now, and that's exactly how we would expect things to be, and that will impact the by-election tomorrow, there are still substantial issues that Labor will continue to talk about, to elevate, and to show our solutions for.
Just a week ago, Labor was predicting that, and the polls were showing, that there would be probably at least a 10-point swing against the government in Canning, even possible that Labor could steal the seat, which would really have been quite incredible. Now, you're experienced in this. You're a former Labor Party National Secretary. What do you think the result will be?
I think the swing against the government has probably been cut in half. But having said that, what we should remember here, Fran, is this is a by-election caused by the untimely death of a terrific local member in Don Randall. And as a consequence of that, we need to take into account that bereavement by-elections usually produce small swings. This was made very big because of the national issue agenda and then changed again because of the extraordinary events of earlier this week.
Labor's been... Sorry, Gary, finish.
Yep, no, I was just going to say, let's see how it all pans out tomorrow.
Labor has been campaigning on local issues in Canning, like infrastructure and public transport and things like the ice epidemic, but also on the big picture with the ads on the China Free Trade Agreement. Is Labor overdoing its criticism of this deal? You're a supporter of the China Free Trade Agreement. Do you think Labor is overdoing it? And once the Canning by-election's out of the way, will we see a change of tune from Labor on this?
I think what we'll see after the by-election is over is that the government will sit down and conclude that this free trade agreement is important and therefore it should talk with the opposition about the concerns that people have on people movements. The free trade agreement itself brings undoubted benefits for Western Australia and for the people of Australia, and just as John Howard negotiated the detail of the US free trade agreement, then I believe that Prime Minister Turnbull will want to sit down with Bill and discuss the detail of people movement and settle it.
Will Labor change its tone on this too?
Well, I am strongly in favour of free trade. Bill is strongly in favour of free trade. Labor has continually supported free trade and all of the multilateral and bilateral processes that have been put in place to support free trade. Nothing changes in that, Fran.
I want to come back to this in a moment, but just a local issue. The Liberal candidate in Canning, Andrew Hastie, is a committed Anglican. He's a SAS veteran, of course. He was asked 8 times during a press conference recently whether he believed in evolution and biblical creationism, and he says his religious beliefs are private. As a campaigner, a very experienced campaigner, is that fair enough in your view?
I think that people are entitled to make their judgment about how much of themselves they expose for public debate and discussion. And therefore, I do think that Andrew's able to make that judgment about himself. But all of us need to understand, when we keep things to ourselves, voters make a judgment about that.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 21 minutes to nine. Our guest is Gary Gray. He is one of three Labor members, federal members in Perth. They were hoping to make that four at the Canning by-election. That looks unlikely. Just back to with the FTA agreement with China, Trade Minister Andrew Robb says the comfort Labor's giving to the CFMEU campaign against the FTA makes you inextricably linked to the thugs of the CFMEU. This was his quote, the most reprehensible union in the country. You're now in the situation where the Labor Party has expelled CFMEU leaders in Tasmania, WA, and as of yesterday, Dave Hanna in Queensland. Yet in each of those seats, the union retains significant control that they enjoyed before these officials were expelled. Should Labor distance itself from the CFMEU, the construction branch of the CFMEU?
No, I think Labor needs to ensure that its affiliated union structure has integrity, and where issues need to be dealt with, you deal with them explicitly, clearly and quickly. But what I'll also say is this. Andrew Robb is the Trade Minister, and as such, his focus should be on landing the parliamentary requirements, the Joint Standing Committee on Treaty requirements, and the party-to-party dialogue required to support this trade deal. What Andrew is doing is he's trying to use this trade deal as a political wedge. How reasonable is that? It's completely unreasonable, man. You have a deal which he says is worth billions of dollars, and all he wants to do is play politics. I'm disappointed by that.
Well, they make the exact opposite allegation against you, but I'm more interested in the Labor Party and its connections to the union movement. WA played a lead role in defeating democratic reforms at the ALP National Conference in July. WA Labor appointed SDA boss Joe Bullock to the Senate. The WA's CFMEU branch is perhaps the most militant in the country. Are these the kind of reasons why Labor holds less than a quarter of the seats in that state?
Well, Fran, I've never supported militancy. I don't. I support unions, good unions, that work in the interests of their members and get us better workplaces with better work arrangements and support the interests of workers. I'm not interested in militancy for the sake of militancy.
All right, Gary Gray, I'm going to let you go now, but I hope that you're standing alongside Matt Keogh. Are you the latest candidate?
I'll introduce Matt to you and I'll take his pamphlet from him.
Thanks very much.
Hi, Fran. It's great to be with you.
Hello, Matt. I won't keep you up. I know you've got some not long now to do your campaigning. I just wanted to get your thoughts. There's been this leadership change. Tony Abbott has gone. He was perhaps the best thing working for you in your hopes to win the seat of Canning. How have you felt the atmospheric change on the ground there at the railway station with Malcolm Turnbull, now the Liberal leader?
Look, it's been great out at the train station. Clearly, there's a dynamic shift, but people are still coming up wanting to talk to me about the same issues that were coming up when Mr. Abbott was the Prime Minister. People have been wishing me well out here, and the support on the ground has been great. So it'll be interesting to see how tomorrow turns out.
Do you think people have been giving you feedback about Bill Shorten, and do you think now tomorrow's vote can be seen equally as a referendum on Bill Shorten as it once was going to be seen on as a referendum on Tony Abbott?
Oh, look, I think any by-election will always be a referendum on how is the government performing. I have to say people have not been coming up to me to talk about Bill. They've been concerned about what the government's been doing and, more importantly, what it hasn't been doing.
Matt Keogh, thanks very much for joining us.
It's been great to chat with you, Fran.
Matt Keogh is Labor's candidate in the seat of Canning, the by-election tomorrow. And before him, we were speaking with Gary Gray, Labor's Shadow Minister for Resources, Northern Australia and Special Minister for State, both of them doing some early morning campaigning on the railway station in Mandurah in Canning.